to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from a stinky little bedroom that looks great with me in it this week. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by, as always, by my constant companion, Mr. Nick Ramirez, and Dogwater Dick. Chewy's back out in the mines for a little while, so this week we have Cheyenne and Brian in the studio.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Not bad.
That's good.
Not bad.
I hit the post.
I had a week off, so it wasn't quite as sparkly as I wanted it to be, but that's okay. Hi, folks. How you doing this week? Welcome to the worst little podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Are you having a good week?
I hope
so. I had a good week. Well, Rick, can we get something out of you instead of silence?
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm just busy.
Wow.
I have so many things
turning
to do back here.
He has
to push buttons.
And polishing knobs
and,
pushing switches.
I don't have time to touch myself lately. I need to hire that out.
I'm going to do that on the podcast.
Right.
Rick,
this really is my life. Have you guys ever noticed that, like,
when you hear the Zippo click, have anybody ever noticed that? When you hear the Zippo click, that means Rick has completed.
That was fast, Rick. I'm impressed.
Dude's got a lot of juice, too, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, boy. One towel doesn't cut
it. How do you know that, Nick?
Because I hear that fucking lighter going off all the time.
Thank you, Dick.
Oh, wait, this is what I meant to hit.
Dick's coming very soon.
So we got Cheyenne here. She's
Abridged Works DIY home-based craft products.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice. And formerly your wife.
Formerly my wife.
Formerly, yes. By the way, is my favorite word in that sentence.
And I wondered how much fun this was going to be.
It's gonna be
how many people have their wife that they're separated from but not quite all the way divorced with on their podcast?
I know. It's beautiful. We're just saying how rad it is that you guys handle it
so friendly
and like grown-ups and not... vicious,
which is weird because we all know Rory is not known for being a grown up.
What?
And you're known for being a little vicious.
So. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well played, Nick Ramirez. Well played.
I haven't been playing this sample anymore. As a matter of course.
Fuck the Reverend Rory.
I don't want Rory to have to hear that.
No,
and then you invite her to be on
the
show.
That's okay because it's trademarked and on a button.
My favorite button.
And we got Brian from Nowhere, Nevada, the executive producer.
Can we use your whole name or just your first name?
Sure.
Brian Sutherland.
Even.
From VRPR.
Yeah.
And Nowhere, Nevada.
And absolutely. Jub-Jubs.
And Jub-Jubs.
Jesus, Brian.
I know.
Yeah. One of our sponsors.
He's a guy to know.
He is the fake Chewy.
Yes, he is fake Chewy.
He in is the darkened kind of hallway when they got here, I thought... It's Chewy. Wait, he's too short to be Chewy, but he's wearing a baseball hat and is like the
and
approximate
kind of big
shape,
and hairy like that.
It's the Jub-Jub jersey, too.
Yeah, I see Chewy in his Jub jersey.
The drunken monkeys.
And then just by coincidence, he's being put in Chewy's chair with Chewy's microphone. He is the fake Chewy.
Fake Chewy right. of the evening.
So if we refer to fake Chewy, that will be
it's Brian. Right.
It's good to be helpful.
Okay. Death.
Death?
I don't know.
Well, it's dark, that's for sure.
So I had a great weekend. I don't know about you guys.
I did.
On Friday night, I got to go see the Last Walk of Shame show.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I cannot believe that is another band.
I don't know.
That fucking starts making a CD and then breaks up before the CD comes out.
There were many
promises.
We have
promises. A beautifully made CD that they did.
There are many promises that the CD production is still... under like that is still the mission and that's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
so
very...
why did they break up? Like who was
and
the
major stars in our movie?
Whose fault is it?
A beautiful
yeah,
spot.
Well I asked them to play Tiny Private Dancer even and they did. It was great. It was awesome.
I bet. It's a great song.
I've got to say the Shames opened the show. Uh-huh. Shames always awesome.
Amazing.
As always.
Yeah.
In between them was this band from Seattle called Antique Scream, who drummer's old friends with Jeff from back in the False Silent days. talked about on a previous podcast.
That's the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, and so
a couple weeks ago.
So there's a lot of good vibes, and you know he's come to Reno. Antique Scream, I think, has been here a couple of times already.
Yeah. I think they played Jubs before.
Yeah, and so you know, hey, so they support our stuff. We'll support their ass. You know,
yeah.
And they put on a great fucking set. And all I have to say is, here's how I describe it. Fuck the 21st century. It's 1974 all night long.
Nice.
Like handlebars, long hair, and
slow
fat guitar. Yeah. Yeah. Just fat, chunky guitar all night long. Mm. And they were just as a two-piece, just the guitar and drums, no bass player. And, man, he killed it. They killed it. It was Antique Scream. Check him out.
It's fucking rad.
So then anyway, everybody's there hanging out, waiting for Walk of Shame to come on. They've all been hanging out, getting warmed up with their preferred drinks. And
sexually.
Exactly. Yeah, they had a circle jerk in the bathroom.
Woo!
Now, it was very exciting.
Who won?
Yeah, hang on, we have to give Rick a moment.
Jeff Dunn's got some nice titties, by the way.
Wow.
I felt him up.
Double wow.
They're firm and perky. About a B cup.
Why he had his shirt off here last time we were playing.
Yeah.
Why did I say I
still haven't
come
posted
on this
that video
again?
Yet because I haven't finished jacking off to it.
So
wow.
In the tradition of Jeff Dunn bands, the end of this band was a total shit show, man. It went. And Jeff kept saying it all night, half joking, but when he got on stage, it was evident that it was really in full effect. This is the sound of a band disintegrating.
Wow. Oh, God.
Now, according to Suda, Suda said essentially he wanted to leave the band because he's just got other projects he wants to do. Yeah. I mean, they've been in it for 6 years, uh-huh. Two CDs at this point. He wants to go do other stuff. You know, fair enough. During the show, however, there was an incident in which Jeff asked the rest of the band to leave the stage, made some snarky comment. A companion of one of the other band members got a little upset by this, and there was some drama in the audience, and part of the band left for the evening.
For good?
Wow. And that was after four songs.
Wow.
Including the one song Jeff played by himself. And then Suda and Jeff got up and played and switched places. Jeff played a little keyboard while Suda played guitar.
Oh, cool.
Fun.
Best buds, singing the last couple songs together. But yeah, no, it was kind of anticlimactic and dramatical and awesome and completely Reno.
I'm so sad that I missed that.
It sounds appropriate.
It's totally
no, it was
the way
totally
the
appropriate. Like, yeah, fucking burn out, going out with fireworks. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
It's kind of a bummer for us because we wanted to do a live show. Yeah, when the movie comes
out. I bet you would probably be able to talk them
into
doing
that.
Maybe
we'll talk them into a reunion.
Yeah, yeah. No, you'd probably be able to talk something like that because it was for a project started before. Blah. I don't know. I'm putting them down on it. I'm giving them a check mark. They'll do it.
Probably will.
Yeah. If you guys listen. Like, I know. Dan listens every week. Hi, Dan Harmon. How are you out there? Great fucking show, man.
Dan, you are the hottest one in the band.
Preston never listens to the show.
I don't know. Suda's pretty hot.
Suda sometimes listens to the show.
I love
Hi,
Suda.
By the way, I'm sorry I just said that in my out loud voice.
And Jeff, I don't know. I can never tell if Jeff listens to the show or not. It's hard to decipher.
When he's on.
That's when I listen to the show.
I think that's when everybody listens to the show.
Shit, then who am I promoting to?
Our 12 loyal fans.
Okay. I'd like to say hello.
Loyal fans.
I'd like to say hello to Cheyenne and Brian out there in the audience.
Awesome.
Listening on Thursday. Telling all their friends, listen this Thursday. But other than that, don't bother with it.
James.
Wait, I plug the podcast on my Facebook all the time. Just because I don't listen doesn't mean I don't plug you guys.
James and Bill and what's the other guy I just mentioned? Dan and
Dave Siegel.
Don't you have some chick
Siegel
in like London?
Listens every week.
I don't know if she listens anymore. She listened for a while.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we'll count her anyway.
Listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
She may have told a friend.
Whenever I tell people about our podcast, I always tell them we have listeners in England. And
actually, we got a couple of Aussies listen to us.
Oh,
Sean Conkey listens sometimes. Right. Hi, Sean, who is now an Australian citizen.
Ooh.
So fuck you. Uh-huh. America rules, dickhead.
Yeah.
America. fuck yeah. Sorry. Right.
Go ahead and spread that Worst Little Podcast to Australia, man.
But anyway, that was a great show. And then on Saturday night, I forgot I needed to get a babysitter at the last minute. I forgot I was emceeing a little CD release, T-shirt release party for the Big Bad over at Studio on 4th.
Big Bad?
The Big Bad. It's got Morgan, how do you say his last name? Hoff? Hoff?
Hoff? It's Huff, but I want to say it's How. But it's not. It's Huff.
Yeah, sexually. Okay, Morgan sexually.
Morgan sexually.
And this dude Spencer and a guy Clint, and I didn't really meet the bass player. And I forget the lead singer chick's name, but she's leaving
the
band.
She's out. Yeah.
She's leaving in a couple months, only to be replaced by my very good friend, Mr. Tree Woods, who did a couple of songs with them.
Who never came on our podcast.
And he's going to be back on again. We're going to do some shit with him, man. Cool. We had a really good bro down, and that dude kills it, man. He's down for Reno. He's down for making shit happen in town. And I think the new Big Bad, as they slowly transition him in, he's got a killer sound, and they're going to be just off the hook. So it was an exciting show all night. They played three sets. The first two sets was straight up just the band. Tree sat in on a couple songs. The last set was just a big old jam session for about half an hour, and they all killed it on fire. Yeah. So I highly encourage you all, please check out the Big Bad. Please check out Reno Live Productions too. They put on some good shows at Studio on 4th in the last couple weeks. They're gonna put it's Remy and his whole crew.
Right.
So we should
move from underground across the street.
Yeah,
the catty corner.
Well, and Remy is, you know, he's not running the place. He's just putting on some shows there. But a lot of his crew comes along with him when he puts on a show. And you know, his door guys are great. His sound guy is nice.
I like the sound guys.
I like the door guys.
Always say nice things about the sound guys.
See, you want to get in free, say nice things about the door guys.
Okay, that's fine. I'm in a band, so I like to say nice things about the sound
guys. You guys aren't dicks.
No, really. No, you guys are there. I think they're a great crew.
And yeah. Tip your waiters and waitresses and your maids because you don't want to eat other people's spit.
Thank you for that.
But I had a good time that night, so whatever.
That's cool, man.
Then Sunday I just kind of chilled out and got Riku ready for her first day of school, which was
Monday. Oh, I saw
Monday.
The picture.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's so cute in her little Catholic school uniform. Big. But I got to say, oh, my God, we're sending her to Catholic school.
It's fine. I turned out okay.
Oh, yeah. You turned out fucking great.
You wouldn't let your mother
baptize her. As you said on Facebook today, who's got a salary desk job and who's trolling for employment on Facebook?
Shut up. I make stuff out of books.
All right. I turned okay. I turned out okay. We'll talk about your bookmaking crap in just a minute.
I'm aware we will. I'm just saying. I kind of have a job.
But yeah, Riku had her first day of school. It was awesome. She's cool, great. Man. And she's enormous and got a big brain on Brad there.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, Nick?
It was good. Maybe hopefully she has bigger brain than Brad and stays out of trouble with Marcellus Wallace.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Say what? One more time.
He's black. I've actually said that to Riku.
He's big.
Different tone of voice.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, I wanted to go see the Shames and the Walk of Shame real bad, but I was already previously involved at the Knitting Factory watching Merkin, the Canes, Miracle Drugs, and the Firebombing.
How was that show?
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to go see that too.
A bunch of them on the. No, just a Miracle.
Also, did Boot to the Cool play that night too?
Yeah, they did. I've never heard them before, but
well, it's TJ's drummer,
Red Cell,
good old friend of every. Yeah, your lead singer and guitar player switching back to the drums, taking a backseat to his brother. Mm.
Yeah,
yeah. So
And the Archuletas are in it or something.
Yeah, exactly.
From that old band Arch.
Did I say it?
So it was cool that I knew everybody in every band, but I did not stay for Boot to the Cool because after I'd seen four bands there, I was ready to go.
Fair enough.
Get drunk at a bar that was
you should
much
check him out.
More affordable.
I got to catch him. I think it was at Jub Jub's one night, their end of their set, and it was pretty tight shit, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I imagine
they're all seasoned vets.
Yeah.
But the Firebombing, I got to say, fucking Todd is a rock star.
Yeah,
they're
He's
so awesome.
So. He encompasses or embodies rock and roll.
Fuck
and
yeah, he
fucking
does.
Comes right out of him, and he's really funny. And He's super hot.
The man kills some Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. The man buries Bruce.
Did you lick your mic?
Only a little.
Besides my son,
you see why those pop filters really matter?
Right?
One of the coolest male gingers I know. And speaking of that,
do you want to tease it?
We're jumping ahead a little, but we got fucking Liver Scars will be opening up for the Misfits in November.
Oh, whoa!
Shit!
Ding, ding.
Damn. Got that today.
I just came in my panties a little.
Ooh.
You guys,
congratulations, sir!
I bet that made Jen's nipples hard too.
Oh, did it, Jen?
And, seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
and Jess Blaze, don't you think everyone should go to that show?
I'm so quick with
like, this. Like,
because it would be fucking Lily.
Jess Blaze, we love you.
So that was my Friday, and then I think I went and got drunk at the Foxy or something.
No.
Saturday I worked, and then I went up to Virginia City for my friend Tiffany, better known as Ginger Snatch from the Battleborn Derby Demons. And
congratulations,
her and
Ginger
Tim got married.
Where at?
Tim
DC.
And Tiff Loesch now. They're the Loesches. And they got married at the fucking Piper's Opera House. It was beautiful.
Wow.
And it was a steampunk wedding. So everybody looked like Mad Max had fucked Mary Poppins. It was
Dude, that is the best way to describe steampunk.
I need to remember
Mad
that.
Mad Max fucked
so
Mary.
Hard.
I can't remember. I think Faith told me that. So
that's perfect.
I can't bite what somebody
That's not
else
actually
said.
You.
Yeah, it's not authentic. But and then, Thursday before that, though, I went and saw the Aces and had a killer time with my wife. And
nice.
That was a
Did
nice start to the weekend. And they won 5-2 against the Fresno Grizzlies. They kicked their butt a little bit. It was
Fuck
nice.
You, Fresno.
And all in all, it was a fabulous weekend. I went to
Reno
a movie.
Reno, motherfucker. Reno.
Paranorman today in 3D with my wife. That was nice.
Paranorman?
Yeah, it's an animated, computer generated.
The thing about the kid who can see ghosts or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a commercial for
ghosts
that.
Ghosts and zombies. It was fun, man.
I think
you
I wanted to. What would you rate that for a 6-year-old? On the list or off the list?
For Riku, I think she could handle it.
Okay.
I think she'd have fun at it.
Cool. I was thinking about taking her to that.
Certain kids, no, but Riku, yeah. Definitely.
Well, and she was the kid who had. 2.5 was begging to be a zombie fairy princess. For
and her favorite episode. Damn. Her favorite episode of Doctor Who is the one with the giant scorpion spider thing.
You said the thing with the word that I hate. God damn it, Rick. Don't fucking laugh at me.
What's a sound effect for a scorpion?
Can we not talk about those?
Yes.
Nick, don't encourage them. Rick once bought a little... one of those things in like a paperweight.
Yeah.
Because he knew how terrified of them I was. And he left it on his desk for months, just waiting for me to find it. And the day that I found it, I screamed like a fucking bitch. I fucking hate them, dude. I had this really bad dream about them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww.
It's from a dream.
Yeah, they were.
That lame ass pathetic silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link at PinkyPolansky.com.
It was fabulous last week, I have
Felix
to say.
Felix likes to drink.
Yeah, hey, Felix, thank you for filling in for me last week. I actually listened to the show since I wasn't on it.
So, Rory, tell me, is it bizarre when everybody is talking over each other and you can't make out anything? Did that happen too much or was it enjoyable?
No, you know what? It was like hanging out with you guys.
Okay.
Like, no, it was no more confusing than really being in a room with a conversation of assholes who are talking over each other.
So it's like any drunk night at the bar.
Yeah. It's us. Hi, welcome to Reno. Let's just talk loud.
Yeah. You will listen to what I have to say because I'm louder.
That's totally how it works.
And then if I'm going to wait. If I'm gonna wait for my turn to talk, I'm just gonna be thinking about what I want to say, and not really listening to you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Were
holding
you talking?
On to that thought. Holding on to that thought. And interject.
What?
Yeah. The reason we talked about that like 4 conversations ago, bro. Damn it! I missed my window.
Fuck.
So how was your weekend, Bri?
It was What'd good, man. They actually put in a double shift at Jub Jub's on Saturday.
That was good.
Mom and dad going out to the play, or are they still around?
Well, they did an early burn, but they're back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not gone.
Yeah.
A bunch of jubbers are staying home, and a bunch have left. Yeah. Already.
Yeah, so to all you burners who are still here, yeah, fuck them. Woo!
Yeah, fuck your burn. Worst year ever.
You guys stay here. It's going to be awesome.
I bet it's hot and dirty.
I'll see you at the rib cook-off.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm going to go watch the Spin Doctors.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a fate worse than death.
Yeah, I'm going in the afternoon.
Okay, the sound of the Zippo has been ruined for me. Yeah. I just picture Rick spin doctors jacking off every time.
Don't touch anything in Rick's room.
What else you do this weekend, man?
Ooh, then I recovered from my 16-hour shift at JoJo's where, I got there at noon, started drinking about midnight, left about 5 a.m., so that pretty much was Sunday. And then I slept and played a lot of video golf and prepped for, upcoming shoots this week. We're about to get it on. Everybody's coming back from Burning Man.
Yeah.
We've been waiting about 3 or 4 weeks, and we're all very excited, but it gave us a lot of needed time to schedule and plan properly.
Yeah.
Versus running around with our heads cut off, which is always one step away.
So how close are we to a final?
Oh, we're getting a call?
Who's calling?
That's Jackson.
Oh, Jackson.
Everybody hold on.
This is important.
Hey, Jackson. I'm on the
happening?
You're on the podcast.
Jackson.
Because I forgot to turn my phone on silent.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, really? I'm on the podcast right now?
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, Jackson.
Awesome. Hey, what's up, guys? I wasn't sure if the podcast was over. I'm thinking it should be over by now.
No, we haven't even gotten to our first song yet.
You get started a little late.
Wow.
So how you doing tonight?
Intruding. Oh, great, man. I just, I was supposed to call you back about that horse.
About the horse. Yes.
The horse?
Yeah.
You have four horseback riders listening.
Hey, Jackson, this is totally a loaded question, but it's Monday night. What are you going to do later?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, wrong answer, dickhead.
Jackson.
Come to the open mic, the worst little open mic night in Reno, hosted by Nick and Rory.
Yeah.
You better be there.
You're in trouble
now. That was phenomenal.
Thank you, Dick.
You're just going to have to call me after the podcast, Anne. Sorry.
You're such a dick.
Will do.
About
all right,
the horse.
Man. Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Later, man.
Bye.
I'm getting a little low on horse myself.
Oh, we forgot to ask Jackson what he's drinking.
What's Jackson drinking?
Right.
Oh, well.
No, I know what he's drinking.
Water?
Whiskey.
Yeah.
He's quit drinking beer. He just drinks whiskey these days.
You know, sometimes you got to
sit on the rocks and sip it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good way to be, man.
Yeah. You're doing it wrong if you slam them, really.
Yeah.
I've been told.
You're wasting the taste.
I'm all, fucking whiskey, I hate you. They're all, you're doing it wrong.
Sip on little rocks,
give her a
little
kisser.
Water.
Don't just stick your dick up her butt.
There's something wrong with
exactly.
Eating whiskey.
Exactly, man.
Speaking of whiskey,
once you've jumped straight to anal,
give her a little tongue before.
You just
before,
need to every time
before you get to the deep throat.
No.
And then once you stick it in her butt, you shouldn't put it back in her mouth.
You know, some words of wisdom that I got from Jason and the Punknecks recently. Is you should never stick anything up your girl's butt that you wouldn't stick up your own.
That is a fair piece of advice.
And for the record, I know that show is old. It was a couple of weeks ago. Liver Scars played with Jason and the Punknecks.
Yeah.
The Reverend Rory Dowd and I saw them fucking 3 years ago in Louisiana. Yep. So I'd been looking forward to that show for days, and they were every bit as fucking fantastic as I remember them. Plus, we got Felix passed out on a pool table. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
and
really,
and you know, that's always a successful night.
The entire "Fuck the Police." They
oh
got
my god,
all the
it was
right.
So good. It
was killer.
Incredible.
Like good old Ice-T.
Like a
rockabilly
punk band.
Singing.
Yeah,
doing, that's N.W.A. Man. Come on,
doing "Fuck the Police." I mean, it was. They are fucking like I got to.
Oh,
gotta
I said T, not Cube.
They
shit, my bad.
Incredible.
My bad.
I'm sure you probably already talked about that show on the podcast.
Yeah, we did. It was fucking.
It was
great.
A fucking rad show. We
talked about it last week with Fee. Yeah, that's exactly.
So yeah, sorry I don't listen or pay attention.
I like Body Count. Anyway.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was
hardcore.
A good band.
Cop Killer and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Instead of I was thinking Cop Killer. Right. That's why that came up.
Yeah. The
second uncomfortable pause brought to you by Abridged Works. For all your fine handcrafted book materials, purses, and hair thingies, Abridged Works.
They're called fascinators, damn it.
Hair thingies.
Let's get into that after this song.
Yeah, let's have a song and
we'll do the
talk.
First song from the movie. This is the song
Nowhere Nevada, the movie Nowhere Nevada.
Featured in the teaser trailer by a band called Merkin.
Love Merkin.
Woo, Merkin.
And this is called Not For Me. They kick ass.
I can't believe Dane cut and bleached his hair.
I know.
I haven't seen that, dude.
Oh, dude. He's got short, like white fucking platinum hair, dude.
No shit.
Yeah. Like, what's his name? Oh, crap. He was in Gattaca and AI and Jude Law. Like, Jude Law, short lawyer hair kind of thing going on.
And he had on these fucking, Friday, he had on these super tight, like, chino pants.
Yeah.
And, like, a little tight cut off. You'd have loved it, Rick.
I love the theatrics.
Nice
of that
camel
band.
Toe.
They bring a whole balls. Entertainment experience to a show.
Yeah, he decides every show what he's going to do for fun. Like at the block party, they all came out in merkins.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
He came out.
It was a giant ass, like hairy, woolly booger.
And nothing else.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was awesome.
That guy's not afraid to be a freak.
No,
he
no.
Wears, he, what is it? He
well.
Waves his freak flag.
One of us. One of us. Google goggle. Google goggle.
We did once get you to wear pink fairy wings on stage, Nick. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was pretty hot. I got a couple good pictures.
Yeah, no.
Except for I looked like I was so tired in that picture. I looked like I'm strung out.
Yeah, but you're wearing pink fairy wings, which
and
makes it totally
and drumming
okay.
Hard, man.
Yeah. My wings were flapping.
I hated cool. Those fucking wings.
Yeah, we forgot to mention Cheyenne's in the band Candy Shop. She's our
yes.
Lead singer.
Ooh, all right. Also covered on a previous podcast. Yeah.
Is anybody yes. Ever on the show who isn't in a band with Nick? Ever.
Good one.
That's true.
So, speaking of her not band thing that we were going
right,
to get back
yeah,
from the song and talk about,
you're
Abridged Works.
Person, right?
Give us your pitch. What is it?
Well, Abridged Works, I take old hardcover books that were going to be recycled and I turn them into functional pieces of art. I use the hardcovers. Don't be an ass. Just because we're getting divorced doesn't mean you could be a jerk, man.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay. I take the hardcovers and I turn them into purses, and then I use the insides for various projects. I make jewelry. I make fascinators. I make coat racks and picture frames and book wreaths and all kinds of fucking shit. And I have friends email me all the time going, hey, do you think you could make such and such out of books?
I would also like to mention the lacquered origami swan earrings.
Origami crane. I do collaborate with Cherry
right
Bear
now.
Jess. Yes, I'm wearing the... origami chain earrings right now.
Very cool.
I collaborate with Cherry Bear Jess. She does the origami for me, and then I turn it into jewelry. And then I also have a piece at the Foxy right now in an art show with Nick and Maya. So. Well,
and wait, getting back to the crane earrings, it just sounds like they're not just one crane. It's like descending series of cranes.
And they're all little, tiny. I mean, like they're half.
Oh, yeah, they're like big as your thumb.
Little,
inch,
then
yeah.
Bigger, then bigger.
Well, it depends. Because I make them custom. So whatever it is that you're looking for, I recently made a pair for a friend, for his girlfriend, they were all made out of atlases. So when you looked at them, like on the wings, there were
little
map. Calcutta and shit.
Mm,
and,
cool.
Cucamonga.
And since we use old recycled shit, you end up with stuff like Calcutta, right? Like,
Titicaca.
So some of the ones I have are just like a crane with like a bunch of different, charms dangling from them. These ones are three cranes, smaller to bigger. So I can do all sorts of things. Most of my work is custom, although if you're looking to just get something that's pre-made, it's abridged-works.myshopify.com.
Do you have them in like
Also on Facebook.
Do you have them in like the melting pot or junkie or any of that stuff?
No, not yet. I am going to be looking into a couple of different places locally. I was kind of working on building up enough stock to make it worth their time. And now I'm at a point where I have enough stock, so I'm going to be shopping it out to some local places.
Cool.
In the meantime, like I said, you can find us online, Facebook or Shopify. Or you can email me if you live in Reno. It's silly to buy off Shopify because I will deliver them to you as opposed to paying the $5 to $10 shipping fee. Just for the record.
And I'll throw out the Never Ender there, too, because Melanie over there is pretty awesome. Has done a lot of great fundraising work with the whole Kelly thing.
Totally, yeah, which is fucking amazing.
And always does great stuff on consignment. Is always down to help local.
Totally.
Local. All of these businesses we're talking about, though, they're all about.
I was talking to Cousin Jess, and she was like, get your ass to Never Ender and tell them I sent you. So.
Oh, cheers. Okay, cool. Yeah,
so
cool.
Plug for Junkie and Never Ender. So, yeah, it's all recycled stuff, all kinds of jewelry and purses and fascinators. And then I know Fake Chewy over there had a great idea for something I can make for him that I'm working on a prototype right now where I actually make fabric out of the pages from the insides of the books.
Uh-huh.
And using that fabric, I've made a couple of things. I can do wallets and I've made tote bags and all kinds of
shit.
So
we could make stuff out of the script.
Ooh. No, like really.
When it's
like,
all over, copies
I would be
of the script,
really
everybody
happy like, yeah, to make stuff out of the Nowhere Nevada script for you guys. I would love to do that.
Cut up a script and make shit out of it.
Raffle
prizes. That'd be pretty cool. Actually.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I mean, coat racks and picture frames and jewelry and
your
all
coat
kinds
racks,
of shit.
Your coat racks are pretty fab, I gotta say. They're what do you call it? Paper mache'd over the thing and lacquered or something?
I take the paper and I cut it to various shapes and sizes, and depending on what the client wants, some of them I dye with food coloring, which is always fun, and some of them I cover in glitter, which is also fun. It's like my life has turned back into preschool. Like, I cut out paper and I dip it in glue and I cover that shit with glitter. But yeah, they're lacquered. So also the origami cranes are lacquered. So, all of my origami jewelry is fully waterproof, which is pretty rad. Yeah. A friend of mine in Seattle was all, is that shit waterproof? Cause I'd like some for my girl, but I live in Seattle. And I was all, you know, I don't know, but I have this one prototype piece and I walked it over to the sink and I just turned on the faucet and stuck it under there and pulled it out and it was fucking fine. So
there you go. Product testimonial right there.
Yeah. So you can run your origami earrings underwater if you'd like to. I don't really know why, but
they're okay to scuba
spilled
in.
Things
yes,
on.
You can scuba in them, or you can spill shit on the bar in the.
I was gonna. I can imagine a number of things that could get spilled on earrings.
If you're near Rick, bukake. All I'm saying, one word, bukake.
Reno's full of women who have their pride, sweetheart.
Speaking of bukake, I have
really?
This great, yes, really. I have a couple of great hentai mangas that I have been dying to make into things for people. So if you're really interested in like a hentai Japanese anime sex coat rack, please fucking email me because I am dying to make this happen for you.
You have to do it and then just have it so that people can Google that.
You need
I want people to Google
Google image.
Coat rack. abridged.works@gmail.com. Email me anytime. I will be happy to make you shit out of hentai.
Damn.
Sweet.
That should be my time.
No, it is all rather unique and very cool shit.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and every piece I do is unique and made to specifications.
I just can't believe you got off your lazy ass and did something.
Oh, really? Because he supported you through your master's degree?
I was getting a master's degree.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm proud of you, Shy.
No,
awesome.
Seriously.
Thank you, Nick.
It's very
really
cool stuff.
Using your time to do really cool shit.
So, yeah.
And you're writing songs.
Totally. I've been writing a bunch of new songs for Candy Shop because we've got a CD release theoretically coming up soon if we can stop Jenkinsing it.
Yeah, totally.
I do.
Which came out?
Jenkins.
Well, September 29th. If we really pushed, we could beat them. Let's fucking beat Jenkins.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do check it out. Fucking Jenkins. The newest CD by Big Remote. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't even. We recorded that 2 years ago, and it's finally coming out now. I don't even remember. I don't even know what.
Take
it,
long. Try to beat Big Remote.
Oh, Steve.
I don't even remember if it sounds good.
You know what, Rick? It sounds good. I've heard some of it, and it's very nice.
I do, and it's fucking. So I'm all tripped out from this. I know. Eric calls me, and Eric says, I have like 1,000 copies of the CD right here. And I still said, I don't believe you. I don't believe until you put it in my hand.
I saw a picture of one.
No, then he brought over 5 copies. So I have advanced copies here.
Can we look
house.
At it after the show?
You know, I need a review copy for my blog.
That is a really good idea. So I should give I knew podcast people
too.
Would
Maybe
suck those up.
So
yeah, we do have to hit up Rhiannon.
Review it in my car.
I hear she has a really cute cat and we need a cat for our cover. So we got to hit up Rhiannon. We're making
Wait. Just to rewind a little. You're talking about
Candy Shop
CD.
Yeah. Right.
The Glitter Box.
Glitter Box, yes.
Very nice.
And thank you to everyone who came to the Foxy Olive and got drunk with us and glittered a litter box with us. That was great.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes. Thank you especially, Nick, because it would have been weird if the band wasn't there for that project. And then I do know Cherry Bear Records, and I have a couple of plans for a really awesome limited edition that that will be available of Glitterbox when we get off our asses and start making it. So eventually we will get off our asses and there will be a Candy Shop CD, which should be fun. And we've been working on all new material so we can be back in the studio next year.
Fucking rad.
Perfect.
I love Candy Shop.
So...
Well, thank you, Brian.
Chick rock bullshit.
Oh. Hey. And they have candy.
I will fight
you. Was that outside voice?
That was totally your out loud voice. You know, a Candy Shop does not suck.
No.
We're fun.
You do not suck.
We're also on the movie soundtrack.
Fuck
so.
Yes, we
Kiss
are.
Kiss my ass.
Stellarly mediocre.
Your originals are better than your covers.
Well, my, thank you.
My favorite original.
Our covers are pretty fucking good.
Covers are pretty fucking good, too.
If you say Blue-Eyed Angel.
No, my favorite original is Suck It.
Well, it's called Lollipops.
I'm on that one.
It's called Lollipop.
Yeah,
that would
Rick
be the
sings
song
on.
That Nick wrote.
Well, yeah, me and my
I title.
That's you always say in
no,
production
we call
terms.
It Lollipop.
You always think of the song the drummer wrote.
I inspired.
Wrote.
Right, the song the drummer wrote.
The
did you put it
wrote.
In track 7?
Did I inspire?
Yeah, it's supposed
you
to know? Go around 7.
It was from ICS. Right. That was my song title that month.
Oh, that was the one you picked.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
your song
no,
title.
Came out of your title.
I inspired that song.
But we changed. Well, and you know, I mean, you will get a credit on the album.
You'll get a thank you from everybody but Shy.
And everybody but Caramello would like to thank the Reverend Rory.
And we'll also have our fuck
Caramello
we'll have our thank
like
yous
say,
and our fuck yous and you'll
fuck
be on
the Reverend
really Rory yeah now. No you can just yeah fuck the Reverend as long as my name is printed on the album I'm okay with it.
Okay, great. So at the very end it's gonna say thank you to a shit ton of people
and
fuck the Reverend Rory down.
I'm really okay with that.
We were
perfect.
So the song Blue Eyed Angel, which was about Rory,
cut from the CD.
As we were singing it, like when we were recording it, I kept making up new lyrics in my head.
You're such a fag.
Blue white angel, won't you let me divorce you?
You're a freak.
Oh, yeah, Rick and I had a good time recording that song.
Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Woo-hoo! We just drove Rory off his own podcast.
No, it was so, dude, did we? My weekend, faggots.
Oh no, we asked you early on.
No.
We didn't.
No,
what
nobody
was your
ever asked.
Oh wait, let me guess. You stayed
it.
Around the house
and
you touched yeah. yourself while hot guys played music.
No,
suck somebody's dick.
I never touched myself.
I bet it was. A, was
where's
it,
the Zippo? Where's the Zippo?
Yeah, it was a Red Mercury right weekend, I believe.
Yes, it was, and we did two in a row. And well, their fucking disc has like 23 songs on it. So, I mean, we recorded in 2 weeks, 23
ridiculous.
Fucking... It is ridiculous. And it went on forever. Dude, we're making the little voice. I spent 40 fucking hours with those guys in the past 3 days.
And you loved every minute.
It was really fun. And we had a good time. Oh, but wait, just to...
Hey, Rick,
now
do
wait.
You want me to kick Rory for you? Because I would love to do that.
No, it's what he's good at.
Being a dick?
And being kicked. Dude, so just to give you an idea of the session and how it went, this is I have two little outtakes of Morgan yelling at the rest of the band after a song ended.
Oh, let's hear
okay?
it.
Awesome. So this is after we finished. Things were getting a little crispy. This is still like noon, though. And Morgan, at the end of a take, after the fade out of the cymbals, he says this.
Anything wrong with that take, Your Majesty?
I'll put that in the board, dude. That's awesome. A keeper. That needs to live.
And I love that that's recorded off the ambient mics on the drum kit, so it sounds all roomy.
Yeah.
Take, Your Majesty?
and then the next song, or a couple songs later, they finish playing, and after this thing fades out, you hear this.
Who fucked that one up? Ha!
Well, that should
no, that and that's bar. Like him in the living room while the guys are in here and don't necessarily
yes.
hear him.
Yeah. No. Every in
oh,
my,
okay,
with my
okay.
monitoring system, everybody can hear everybody.
Okay, yeah. okay,
and
okay.
so he's really talking to them. It's
Rick's
loud
monitoring
enough to,
system is really nice when
oh,
you're
amazing.
Like actually recording something and not just fucking around on the podcast.
You would think not being
well,
able to see
nice
anybody
too.
Would be difficult.
Oh no, this is great. Sorry, uncomfortable silence brought to you by
fuck you.
Awesome.
Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Yeah.
Home of the Jub. Blazing Mics, Open Mic, Worst Little Mic.
Oh, I guess we should do that thing too.
Yeah, it's in honor of Jess and her last post and how much
fuck
she
yes.
believed in that. So Josh and Faith named it Blazing Mics, but it is still the worst little open mic as well.
Oh, wait.
Because
it's a Blazing Mics? Nobody ever
yeah, they named it Blazing Mics. I posted a poster on Facebook today.
I saw it. It was very nice.
Oh, nobody yeah. told me anything about that.
Well, you
yeah,
don't need
they
to
told
be
me
loop.
About it. So it's a little...
Fuck that. It's the worst little open mic in Reno.
Worst little Blazing Mike's.
Blazing Mike. Yeah.
You know, kind
of
like.
I mean, not that the spirit of Jess doesn't Jubs live around at the show, but.
Brian
like,
is.
I've been promoting it for like. So I've been promoting it for a month as the worst little open mic in Reno.
Rory would just like to say open mics are for the living.
Ooh. No, I did not want to say that. Fuck you, homeboy.
You'll put words in my mouth.
Homie, don't play that shit. No.
Yeah, you know what, though? Fuck your death, Jess.
Yeah, fuck your death. Fuck your death.
Okay, how about the blazing? How about the blazing mic, which happens to be the worst little open mic in Reno?
Exactly. It's kind of a mouthful. I like it.
But it's kind of mic-less now that we seem to be minus one of the prairie for being a huge jackass.
Yeah, he got in a little trouble, but we're not going to run the
I have any technical difficulties taken care of.
You guys can't tell me what happened.
I have equipment on the show.
I want the drama. There's only like three people who listen to this.
Yeah, but
he's
a clown.
I don't want to pull back the curtain that far.
Yeah,
it's not even because he's a clown.
Not yet.
Is he on a meditation retreat?
Oh, I think he went to the burn. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, among others.
So I mean, fuck you for that, buddy. But
fuck your burn.
And hope you learned your lesson. The pawn, or not the pawn, the rook does not fuck the queen. The king fucks the queen, and you better know your place on the fucking playboard, dude. That's all I got to say about it.
For a man who didn't want to say anything a minute ago, that was a lot.
It's all metaphor, no details.
I have no idea what
you're chess metaphor happening in my head, and I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What were you going to say, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, just the whole
just about my
open mic. I thought it was snappy and funny.
What's snappy and funny?
The open mic.
So the open mic.
So
the open mic has two names. So fuck it. All right, it'll just be confusing.
Just go there on Monday at Jubs.
Yeah,
folks.
Monday at Jubs. That's all that matters.
There is an open mic there.
Nobody ever really thinks about what you call an open mic. It's just the open mic at Jubs on Monday. The open mic at Jubs at Strega on Sunday. Is the open mic at Walden's on Friday. Nobody thinks of what you actually fucking call it. I'm sorry. I've been doing open mics for years. No. What was it? The artist playroom for a while and I ran the Beatnik night. Nobody ever called it these things.
No, it's Zephyr open mic.
Yeah, Java Jungle open mic.
Sex change for a minute at the Zephyr.
Yes, it was. It was the artist sex change.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I remembered that one. I don't know what that says about me.
What's that?
About time for music, I was
music,
saying,
yeah.
Without saying it, but
yeah, no, I was thinking
but
that
you
too.
Actually did say it.
What's
though?
The next song we're gonna do from the movie Nowhere
well,
Nevada
this is crazy
soundtrack?
Because we're actually gonna be using the Gunner's
so call
Daughter,
me, baby.
But they don't have anything out that they haven't done that wasn't on the podcast. They have a little 5-song EP that they recorded here. And we're going to listen to
fuck you, Tyson. Yeah, I said it.
No, it's awesome because. I mean,
we've got all of their shit.
This was just a live take that we never intended to be anything more.
Oh, really? No, really. It's
a live. So good.
Is it a live take from our show?
From our show. Yeah.
Oh, that's even better. I had no idea. Well,
it was recorded so well.
Hey, Tyson, I love you.
Wow.
Rory will just suck your dick.
Rory will suck any dick. Let's be realistic.
You just want Rick to play that.
No.
You suck one dick in college.
Sucks for life.
Shine doesn't know what we're talking about.
Well, she doesn't need to.
Wait, now I want to know what you're talking about. What
so this
fuck?
Is the Gunner's Daughter. The song is called The Beginning, and it was recorded right here at the podcast. It was going to be in the feature film Nowhere Nevada.
Thank you.
nice little instrumental.
A little raw
instrumentation.
Fuck yeah.
Reminds me of the Minutemen a lot. Those guys kind of.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good. That's a good.
They're so fucking rad. And Tyson is like hot and intelligent.
I would say
talented.
He is the
and
he has second best dressed man in Reno.
Amen. And he has the best guitar tone ever.
Rick, he'd just cheat on you.
I like, oh.
Really? Are you putting yourself as number one or Earl?
All right.
Just saying.
Tyson's third.
Yeah.
Then Tyson's third.
Okay, so are you putting yourself at number one or Earl?
I'll give not myself. Earl's too antiquated.
He's been doing it longer than you. I think he deserves it more.
He has been doing it way longer.
He was doing
you.
It back when you were a
but
slob.
He like buys special clothes and makes his own clothes. I just like make do with what I got around and I look fantastic.
Oh.
Wait, less effort makes you better? What?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, then I'm the coolest motherfucker.
Shit. I mean, like, I'm on a podcast, and I spent an hour and a half getting ready, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because I know Rick's going to pop in and, like, take pictures and shit, and Rory Dowd, if you put shitty pictures of me on the internet.
What? I don't take the pictures. Rick takes the pictures.
I know, but then
picks
you
it.
Pick them. Yeah. Oh, motherfucker.
I'm gonna get the one where you're, like, laughing and your chin's all tucked in, and you've got, like, a triple chin.
No. Oh, God, you know how careful I am about the pictures of me that go on the internet.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, except for those naked ones.
Oh, I remember I made that video. And
you were just I remember those.
Well, I didn't remember that. I wasn't there for that. But,
I wasn't around for that.
Remember
either.
I put a candy shop video up, and you're all, it's great, but you better take that fucking picture out of me.
Okay. I totally did that. I am a vain, shallow
you're a diva,
bitch.
But you can be a diva because you sing.
Right. Divas
you can't
sing.
Be a diva unless you sing.
And I do, and I'm a diva, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I could send Rory some of the naked pictures of you with the chihuahua.
Shut up. Stop. Well, you know what? Every fucking band in Reno has seen those naked pictures, and they are relatively tasteful.
They look pretty good, yeah.
Are these recent?
No, this
no,
is
this
back,
from back
at the
when you were
Tahoe.
At the beach.
Well, now that you're divorced.
Oh, well,
that might have even been the day that you proposed to me.
That was the day.
It was.
It was the day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember those naked pictures.
And do you remember? So there's naked Cheyenne walking on the beach, walking my chihuahua, who is 4 pounds, and we get down to the end of the beach, and some just odd black guy, fully clothed, walks up and says, "Can I please get a picture with you?" And we took a picture of him standing next to you with the chihuahua.
And I'm all naked.
Just random.
It made you look even whiter.
All of that happened, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Awesome. I'm not sure what that says about me.
Really glad I did not get the tattoo of that one picture.
Oh,
from that
yeah.
day.
I told you not to get a picture
I
to get
did
that tattoo.
Not.
And aren't you glad I told you not to tattoo me on your body?
I sure
it's
am.
Bad enough that we have matching tattoos. Really?
Speaking of tattoos, where did you guys get them at?
Stingray.
Stingray tattoo.
Nicely done.
I love Stingray. Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Aww. Hey, that's us.
On the show. I know.
Good job,
hey, was that
shy.
Me?
Yeah.
That was my sexy voice.
We need to make a new commercial.
Oh, fuck you. That's a good commercial. Just because I'm on it doesn't mean it's bad.
No, we've just played it like every week.
Yeah, we've
right.
played for like a
year.
Like
a year. We really need new ones. Yeah. We should all, at the end of the show tonight, we should all record drops for the new commercials.
I will make new Stingray commercials with you any day.
Like, right, like today. It has
like
to be
today. Right. Any day, yeah, especially so. This day.
We should do that.
All right, you guys have that handled. I have an open mic to get to.
God damn it, Rory.
That's right. So do me and Brian.
I don't,
so.
Actually.
So, Brian, is there anything else you want to say about the movie?
Well, other than it's absolutely amazing.
When are we going to be able to feast our eyes upon this artistic
I
creation?
I want to see Naked Where Me in your be? Movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're in it, too.
Well,
naked.
Let's see. There will be some local stuff for a lot of crews.
Really? Did you just call me a whore on your podcast?
No, that was the wind.
Okay, that was the wind. Brian, please tell us all about your movie.
Oh, boy. Well, it's not mine, of course. It's more of a community effort.
Your mother's a whore.
There we go.
There it is.
Well, say everything you want about my mother.
Oh, never.
Hey.
No. Oh, this would be a good combination of
your mother's a whore.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
No, you did not just use Riku against me.
I endorse that 100%.
Rick, you are supposed to be on my side.
I am. And before
Jesus told him to do it.
Before the podcast, we were making fun of Rory, and I was like, God, all these horrible things I say about Rory, nobody thinks are funny, but you enjoy them a lot.
We were, in fact, saying, you know, it's a good thing that Jess isn't here, too, because Rory would just be in a bloodbath. Like,
Rick, Rory, and Jess. And I lived together for 8 years. It's kind of like being married to somebody. It really is.
I lived with Rick for several of those 8 years.
Yeah, but me and Cheyenne, Rick and I never, correct me if I'm wrong.
What did we always say?
Me and Cheyenne never had sex.
Rick and I both never had sex and never got into a fight.
And Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. What have we always said? Who have we always said Cheyenne is?
Yoko fucking Ono.
She broke up the band. We were just fine getting in our drunken rages and chest bumping in the hallway and not speaking for months at a time.
Oh, you think really? You think this hasn't come up with me and Cody? Because I told Cody, everybody moves in, and then once they're here, it's all a real home.
Good time, and then they get a bitch.
And it all works. And then they meet somebody, and then they move out to be with that person. It happened with you two. It happened with Jessica. It happened. And now Cody's at that phase where him and Mallory are doing great, and then they move out. And within 5 years, it falls in miserable pieces.
You are the glue. I am the magic.
You are the glue, Rick. That makes it all work.
Hey, Rick, when Dakota moves out, call me because I might want to take my room back.
And within a year, you can get somebody new.
Totally. And then
you'll leave, which is a bad idea.
Right. I should never. Rick, you know I never wanted to leave you.
Right?
Like, we had the baby, and you're all, we're going to help you. I love you guys so much. And then we left, and look what happens.
Aww.
Aww. Now Rory has sad face.
My hetero homo life, mate.
Aww.
Star-crossed not lovers.
Suck one dick in college, Rory.
Not each other, though.
I know.
We have never been lovers except for that night I was on acid and tried to make something happen, but Rick was a good friend.
Right. I would just like everybody to know, if you freak out on LSD and try to bang me, I'll remember that you don't want to do that.
That in the morning, when you're sober again, that's not going to seem like such a good idea.
What? But the truth is, all I ever wanted to do was cuddle, so I did have my way with you.
Yes, you did. All I ever needed was healing.
Oh, we're going to get sued. Don't sing that.
In my dick.
No way.
Oh, and here's the...
Suck one dick. There we go.
Thank you, Dakota.
Have fun at Burning Man.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dakota, the gay bartender at Diamond Dolls.
Have fun at Burning Man.
Oh, those were good times.
Okay. Yeah, Mallory made him straight.
Good for you, Mallory.
Oh, now you don't have that. But one of these days, I would like to play a little bit of A Room Full of Cody's.
Oh, that was so amazing.
Rick has this track that he made.
Sometimes we get drunk and, well, sometimes Rick used to get drunk and we would make shit.
The Cody tracks that we have here, all these ones that we play all the time of Cody that we just played a second ago.
I'm gay as fuck.
Cody showed up early in the morning and started getting drunk.
That's my brother,
goddammit. And he would do this all the time. He would come knock on the bedroom window at like 3 a.m.
3 in the morning, pounding.
Or stop by with steak at 8 a.m.
I want to barbecue. And then he'd pass out when it was all cooked.
I'd open the window at 3 a.m. I got to work in like 4 hours. And I open the window and he goes, you have to make French toast. But then the really silly part is I would actually get up and let him in and make French toast. So I rewarded him for his rudeness.
But once I didn't stop doing it.
You were setting up some stuff in your room. One time
he was telling stories drunk and I set a mic in front of him and a recorder and that's what those all come from.
And he just pressed record and recorded Cody for like 2.5-3 hours.
Just fucking talking about shit.
He was telling a story about how he was at Diamond Dolls as a bartender, and some guy came in and was being a dick, and the guy said something gay faggot, and he goes, oh, well, that's nice. Did you know I'm gay? Like, and so that's what that whole story was
And the dudes are like, oh, I got no problem with queers. I mean, homosexuals. It's cool, dude.
I love faggots.
Right, exactly.
That does remind me of the time, Rick, when you met Dakota's dad. And Dakota had been freaking everyone out
for
weeks. No, here at the house. And Dakota's been freaking everyone out for weeks. Ed's not going to be cool because Rick's a faggot. What the fuck are we going to do? So just play it cool around my dad, man. Just play it cool around my dad.
Up. And the dryer men
worked up as hell.
The dryer men are terrifying.
Dryer men are terrifying. They're known for beating the fuck out of people and getting really drunk and then beating the fuck out of them again.
Like tough as nails. And you better not fucking say something wrong.
So Ed shows up on the doorstep. Dakota answers the door, and Rick and Rory and I are all standing there. And Dakota looks straight at Ed after all of these weeks of like, you can't fucking talk about being gay and you have to be careful and blah, blah, blah. And immediately says, Dad, this is my friend Rick, the conservative gay preacher. And Ed looks at him and goes, everyone's got their problems.
Stuck out his hand. Shake my hand. Everyone's got problems.
It was a great moment in Dryer history.
Right.
That's right.
All right, anyway, let's move the show
along. We got
along
really well.
Well, we didn't finish with Brian. He was telling us stuff.
Exactly.
About
and
then
we
got distracted. Dude, we get distracted.
And let's
talk.
Just say, nowhere Nevada, nowhere Nevada, nowhere Nevada. That's all you need
movie,
to fucking know.
Movie, feature film.
Movie.
Soon, a Kickstarter will be launched.
It will.
Naked Cheyenne.
Yep. Is yep, in the movie.
Marianne Pesoda wrote it.
Fuck yes, Marianne.
Fuck so, yeah.
You know, and everybody was fucking fabulous out of Middlegate.
Oh
right?
My God, everywhere we've been.
Kelly Proud, the sick girl in the hospital, also a huge, awesome part
did
of
an amazing
some
job. Very
are
nice
we going to get to see this? Fucking
best
Rena.
Stripper of the night.
Are we going
to
see this?
Are you guys doing like
theater?
A big premiere? Like, can we go to a theater and see this?
We're working
like,
on all
what's
that?
The deal
well,
for the premiere?
It's tricky.
Don't know.
There will be some, you know, for cast and crew
it's
and for
tricky.
Media
tricky.
And kind of some showings and things like that. It really comes down to what kind of distributor we find and what their plans might be that we agree to. So it's not really our decision to make publicly.
Right.
We're
right.
going to do the film festival thing first in October. You know, there's
but
a
like,
lot.
But like, there's
of,
no way you can be like, dude, if you're going to publish our movie,
film
can
festival.
We please have a screening in Reno?
Oh,
like,
oh.
Yeah. Well, Holland or something?
We definitely can, but we can't.
It'd be a small
really
you're
screener.
All in the cast.
Sell tickets
so
or anything like that.
Rory's in it, you're in it. You can go to
fuck
the first.
I'm
mildly
I just
involved.
Want to go to the premiere
yeah,
and be
Dog
like,
Waters
dude, that's
all over
me.
It.
You
so
will be
in.
There.
Everybody
awesome.
Can
oh,
be
and
there. For
we'll
the-
have celebrity premieres and media events and reviewer sessions. I mean, we need to get this feedback from yeah. people. But at no time will we actually be selling tickets until at least come December.
Okay.
So realistically, right. the new year.
Yeah.
I mean, you say December, but you know, shit happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and if not
it
longer,
could be pushed out.
It's once we do the film festival, somebody could snatch it up there. It's a pretty
woo!
Cut and dried process. Of
somebody
yeah.
will
tier.
Totally snatch it up because it's fucking Reno,
motherfucker.
Because
it's amazing, and I mean, it's real. It's not some bullshit script about casinos that we made. It's real people doing real things, and it's really underground Nevada. So it's definitely rated R.
Yeah.
Hard R.
There's I've read the script. Yeah. It's fucking great. Like I'm super excited. About
which
it.
One?
yeah. Which one did you read? Mary's or the revised?
There are a handful of scripts floating around.
There are. You know, we have over 30 real bands.
Confiscate those, man.
Like,
oh
Nick,
yeah,
we run
bands
through the bands,
it.
Nick. We've
and
got
really,
at least 30.
Really, please let me make Nowhere Nevada shit for like premiere.
Absolutely.
I would love to.
Hell of a soundtrack. Do we want to hear another song before we get to the
yeah,
quiz?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Recently, just added. Well, you know what? I'm going to skip ahead to number four, dude. I think I'm going to put number three at the very end of the show, Rick, if you don't mind.
Border,
and we'll go four, five, and then three. Anyway, that fourth on the CD here is The Shames. One
yay.
Of my favorite.
Yes, yeah.
They got a quick little song here. It was recorded at Dogwater. And this
yeah, I didn't
is,
even think about
is this
that.
The
if
first CD
Reno,
or the second CD?
If there's a Reno band that's not recording at Dogwater, someone should smack them.
Oh God, I've got six.
Well, liver
no.
Six,
like no, yeah. I want no
the
more
next,
bands.
There's five smacks for the liver scars because you didn't do it here.
Oh motherfucker!
But
dude, but
we're coming out with one. Soon.
I mean, I don't have a day off for the next 6 weeks.
Well, well.
Yeah,
like, I nobody else can record here.
Could you please? Thank you.
Anyway, this is The Shames with I Like You.
Bye.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. And dude, that second album that they did here, everything on there is live. There's like three tracks that we retracked the vocals. But if you solo the vocals on those, you can hear them playing the guitar in the background because the vocals were live. Everything was live.
Nice. Man,
they're tight.
So, they're so good.
We really need
so
to actually get them on the show one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we had them on the live show.
That
which,
none of you have heard. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
another mic issue.
I'll stop that.
But I'm...
You want to have a production company and produce,
and wow. I want to digress. I'm gonna sneak this in there. Don't forget to check out Reno Computer Fix, RenoComputerFix.net, and on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Those guys are awesome. Mm. They're local. They're friendly. They'll fix your shit. It's cheap and it's great work. And they sell local art in the shop.
That's rad.
Cool. Like for a computer store, that's a little different.
That's
they support
totally
your local art community.
Fuck yeah.
So fucking go check them out. They've got cool shit, and they're a lot of fun, and yeah. they're very nice. Right on Wells next to Dandelion Deli.
Cool. Thank you guys for sponsoring our show.
Yeah.
Especially this segment.
Yeah, probably if any of you had a computer you needed to fix, you could just take it over there.
I have issues, yeah.
You should probably, we should have you talk to them.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
No, right before the show, Rick's computer.
Crap, dude.
Rick's got issues.
We've been pimping them for a couple months. They do work for you.
Like, it's not enough that I'm a Republican homosexual. I know.
You're also a Christian.
This is my friend Rick, the gay conservative person. Preacher?
You know, you just told that story.
I know. That's why I thought it'd be funny.
Now, that is technically
everyone has problems.
Everyone's got their problems.
We got a long
quiz right. music.
Oh.
There we go.
Not the worst little quiz. No!
That's right. Welcome back, Cheyenne, for playing again. You're in the champion round because... Well, Brian was a champion without having to take the quiz in the first place.
You, yeah, I lost miserably last time because I had never been surprised during sex by a chihuahua.
Huh. Oh, I don't remember. You know how many of these questions I ask people?
Right. You have a million questions.
Yeah. And a million people.
So, Cheyenne, how was your stool today? We'll just leap right in this week.
All right,
folks.
I gotta admit, I spent the weekend really drunk. So I kind of had the vodka shits this morning.
Thank you.
And well, you ask.
How was your poop?
Full marks. How was your stool today?
Don't they call that? Honestly, don't remember.
So it was
so
not memorable.
I'm going to say that's a good day of pooping myself. But fewer points.
Apparently a good day of pooping is not as good as the vodka shits.
No.
Whereas Cheyenne peed out the big hole.
Thank you, Rick.
Gross.
Well, not in her case. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert isle. Who do you cannibalize first?
Dakota, I love you. You're way fatter than my mother.
He would be delicious.
Right?
Your mom would be stringy.
Right, my mom would be super stringy. And right now I don't have a lover. So
you could make stew and pot
roast. Right,
there is
so much shit you could do with Dakota. And he's got like that big fatty section that you could probably turn into bacon.
Now, the bad side would be that Cody wouldn't be there to help you barbecue Cody.
Right. Because Dakota is great at barbecuing.
Oh, he's the man.
But I assume that eating his flesh gives you like extra
his powers.
You just kind of like absorb
so
the
you have
skill
to
of barbecue.
Nibble on it a little
like,
raw.
I'm figuring you eat his heart raw and then you know how to barbecue them.
You get high for days.
So my friend.
Extra points.
I think I'm doing pretty well on the quiz this week.
Brian, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, boy. I'm going to get in trouble with this.
And if you don't have one, substitute the next closest.
Yeah, I'd have to go with probably mother, because she won't be listening to this, and I won't get in trouble. The other two on the other. That's a problem.
Yeah, but they're going to be all, you'd eat mom?
Well,
fucker.
You know, if it comes up.
Name the celebrity, Brian, of the same gender you would most like to make out with.
Why do I remember this question from Jeff Jobs? I think the answer I should have given at the time was
Nick Ramirez.
Nick Ramirez.
You guys have been making eyes all night.
That wasn't real. That was forced. Come on, give us a real answer.
Let's see. You know, I'm a sucker for, like, movie stars, man. I'd have to go for Brad Pitt. He's a strapping lad. He's like 55 years old, but he doesn't look like
it. You go big, you know?
You go big or go home,
gay,
right?
Go big.
Do it.
Yeah.
Even I thought that was gay.
I cannot believe the things we got my daughter to say for you.
Oh my goodness.
I have a list of worse things that I need her to say now.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but she's older, so we have to trick her.
We have
She'll
to be careful.
Right after well, we
I have
mean, her
say.
Well,
I mean, you know, say, we got the CUNT thing, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, and yeah, and that was easy though. No, I really want one of her saying fuck you and your family too.
Nope.
No, but there's got to be a way
we'll
to
do the truck
faggot, you
or truck.
Yeah,
truck
get her to say fire truck because that's fire so much truck. Better. fire truck.
Maybe you shouldn't listen to me for these ideas. Okay, celebrity so anyway. That I would want to fuck. You know what? I really do kind of want to go local. Wait, not fuck, right? Juicy. Just make out with?
Yeah.
Make out with. That is how it is on the page here.
Either
make
way,
out with.
Carolyn Gates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you fuckers. Yeah.
I would fuck her, too.
Yeah,
Carolyn,
you
honey,
in a heartbeat.
I'm sorry. I would fuck you, make out with you, and then stab you for your coat.
Oh. Love nine.
Wow.
Carolyn is well aware. Every
Again,
time
extra
I see
points.
Carolyn in the fucking winter, she is wearing the best coat. And every time I see her, I go, Jen, I'm going to kill your drummer. And steal her coat.
Not going to ask you this question. Not going to ask you this question.
Oh, I would love color. To know the questions you're not willing to ask me.
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Can I check?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a skirt, so I'm actually wearing underwear.
Are you checking you're from welcome. The top down or the bottom up?
Top down.
Okay, good.
They're kind of like tan and white, and they have little buttons on the front, and they're boy shorts.
Fancy.
Okay.
Hot.
Okay, fantastic.
Also, everyone in this room just saw them.
Brian?
Almost. I did turn my head a little bit.
Aw, you're such a gentleman.
Seems respectful, you know.
Well, I figure I couldn't
Didn't
see
I buy those?
Yes, Rory bought those for me, so he's seen them.
It's getting a little...
All right, that was awkward.
I had to. Brian!
Yes, sir.
Mr. Delansky.
Brian.
Underwear.
Oh,
underwear.
I do commando for like.
Yeah!
Not even. I don't even own any.
Don't get that answer as much as I would hope on this show.
If yeah. I were
You're
not
who
skirt.
I'm hoping to get it from, and neither are you.
If I were not wearing a skirt, the answer would have been commando. Yeah. But I'm wearing a skirt, and panties are for skirts.
Brian, short skirt.
Brian
too.
Gets more points on that.
It
one.
Is kind Yay. Of a short skirt. I've got that more is. Points on the rest of them, though.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Maybe.
You can have it anyway.
Maybe.
Oh,
it's a tight
honey,
race. It's
you're
a tight
so
race.
Sweet.
Just like anybody that... Never mind.
Are you making tight jokes, Rory?
Are you making Asian jokes? That's not cool.
Fucking bigot.
Rate your own skills as a lover on a scale of 1 to 10, Brian.
Oh, Christ. It's been a while, man, but I'd say around a 9.
Ooh. I, you know, all right.
I know. I am 40. You know, I did learn a few things along the way.
I'm in this weird position.
You're only 40?
Rory.
Well, 41, actually, but yeah.
Hey. Might... Like, naysay me, depending Uh-oh. On what I say here.
I'm going to be objective and...
Rory Dowd, objective listener
well, that could
to
be
his
when you were with
sex life.
That could be when you were with Rory. I mean, like,
well, then,
maybe
like,
you've improved since then.
I don't know.
Right? Or maybe not.
Yeah, maybe without Rory's
maybe
amazing
you've gone
sexual.
Down.
Yeah. Without Rory's amazing sexual prowess, you suck.
What?
I don't know, Rick.
I just want
you,
I just want you to
Rory.
Isolate Rory's amazing sexual prowess.
Rick, you've heard me and Rory fucking, so I'm going to go ahead
hey
and go
now.
With like an 8.
There was,
you know, talking about your underwear is cool, but...
Hey, well, in fairness, Rick has heard you and I fucking.
Is she a potential 8?
I'm out of this. I'm not in this.
Oh,
that's a wise
oh,
man.
If Rory is not in
that's
this,
wise.
Then motherfucker, I'm a 10,
yeah.
baby. Call me.
Rate your current or most recent lover's skills. Brian.
Ooh. Ow, pass.
Oh.
Having
you
been
get a
married
zero.
For 15 years, I pass.
You get a 0 or
Hi.
All right, it's a 10.
You're married, you get a 0 or a 10 on this question.
Hi, Reverend Rory Dowd.
I know it's not me. So, rate your most recent or current
oh,
lover's
no.
skills. Trying to make this as conversationally not awkward as possible.
Yeah, there's nothing conversationally not awkward about this.
Think of the questions I didn't ask now.
I'm going to go with a solid 8.5.
Cool.
Contender.
Slumming it.
Oh, really? Oh, you
well,
are so full of yourself.
Because, of course, I give myself a 10 every time.
Oh, my God. Will this show wind up in divorce court?
Oh, maybe.
Please.
it's gone. As evidence.
It's equally damning, so right. It's kind of, hey, a push.
This is perfectly
it's
amicable.
Kind of a push.
You guys
this motherfucker and I are being perfectly amicable.
You'll walk out of that.
No,
but you'll both lose custody of Riku.
What did I say to you a couple months ago? You might be destroying my life, but I still got your back.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You
might get court ordered
exactly.
to get back together. You can't be with anybody. Is a perfect.
No one else will take you, and you crazy cunt.
Cheyenne Lee, in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Oh, you know what? You asked me this the last time I was on the show.
But the answer could be different.
You know, the answer might be different. And there's a part of me that really wants to say the Reverend Rory Dowd. How fun would that be?
Oh, that's an automatic win.
Oh, you just got Rickrolled for that.
Oh, motherfucker.
But it's an automatic
Rick-rolled.
Win.
You know what? I'd get in a fist fight with fucking Rick Astley.
Writing that damn song.
It's not my quiz. You go.
You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and go with. Like, I could travel back in time and no consequences. It would be the 26-year-old Reverend Rory Dowd.
Oh.
It was all, you're too innocent for me to corrupt. Because if we had just fucked when I was 17, we could have skipped a lot of shit. So that's my answer. 26-year-old Reverend Rory Dowd.
This is a juicy ass show.
Right?
26-year-old me was dumb.
Yeah, he sure was.
But he was hot. Brian.
Oh, tricky question, man.
In all of history, who do you start a fist fight with?
All of history.
Follow-up question, how hot were you at 26?
Oh, boy, that was a long time ago. Let's see. So, in history, I'm going to have to go with Hitler. I'd like to kick the shit out of him. As
a
far as
answer.
Hot
a lot
at
of people
26,
that.
Really? Yeah, that's a good answer.
People hate Hitler.
Last
He's
last
very
time I was
hateable.
On the show, I said Helen Keller just because I assumed I would win.
She's asking for it.
Dead blind bitch.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, no. stuck a feather in her cap and called it Edwin. Sorry.
All right, Brian,
all
your answer.
My goodness. How hot was I at 26?
Yeah.
Probably a lot hotter than I am now. you know, it wasn't bad.
All right. So you're going down on a girl, Brian, and you come across a piece of warm, crispy bacon cooked to perfection. Do you eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man.
No hesitation.
Good man.
Love it.
Wow. That's an easy one.
Cheyenne?
Bacon tacos, honey? Who do you think came up with that question?
Very nice.
Because me is the answer to that.
Have you guys done that?
No.
No.
That's freaky shit.
No, I have never shoved a piece of freshly cooked bacon up my cunt.
We have,
happy
for
birthday,
the record.
And we haven't had sex in years.
It's been a really long time since the Reverend Rory Dowd and I had sex, and we just high-fived to that.
What would you like for your last meal, Cheyenne?
Crispy bacon.
Served in a vagina.
Actually, I don't know, like maybe a dick wrapped in bacon. No, you know what? I would like a really hard cock and a bottle of wine.
Wow.
Corn dick.
Good way to go out.
Liquid lunch.
Yeah, some vitamins
I figure, you
in
know
there.
What? If I'm going to die.
Protein, tannins, it's all good.
I'm about to die anyway. Antioxidants. Let me suck a really hard cock and drink some wine.
That's going to be hard to top there. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Brian, you've got some work cut out for you on this question.
Goodness. I'm going
Last
to have sushi,
meal.
Man. I'm
sushi.
Going to gorge myself
also,
on sushi.
Also, fairly common answer.
Because it's
love
good.
Some sushi.
Oh,
fucking
my God.
Sushi Lovers on 5th. Have you been there? Because it's incredible. Get the
Where?
Superwoman Sushi Lovers on 5th.
Brian, who the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Oof.
You also asked this question the last time I was on the podcast.
Fine, I'll give you a different one.
Okay,
I'm
going
to have
great.
To go with Judd Nelson, although he didn't do a lot better after that.
Cheyenne, name the capital cities of the 5 states bordering Nevada in under 15 seconds. Go.
Fuck, you asked the band this question last time, and it took all of us to do it. Sacramento. Phoenix. Boise. Salt Lake.
Time's up.
Fuck.
15 seconds. You missed Salem.
Oh, Salem. Oh.
Pretty good. Yeah. Good job.
Not bad,
actually. I did all right. It did, but last time I remember, it took the whole band to answer
yeah,
that question.
Yeah, I think Irma hit a bunch. Or no, I mean.
Kit Kat. Kit Kat totally saved that one for the band.
a.k.a. my wife.
The only reason I didn't want to answer the Breakfast Club question for the record is that I've never seen the Breakfast Club.
And everybody knows you're Molly Ringwald.
Loser.
You're the redheaded princess.
Dude. I am totally a redheaded princess.
All right, I'm gonna start off the rapid fires here and then pass it over to my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Cheyenne, would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Brian?
Oh, yeah, beat up.
Okay.
Fuck jail.
You do that while I add...
Oh, you're going to add us up some points? Okay.
Good answer.
Brian, the question is, gay or ginger? Go.
Ginger.
Cheyenne?
I am a ginger. What do you fucking think?
Okay. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Warren Zevon.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You've played this game before.
Well played.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Oh, Clash.
Yeah, no. Fuck the Sex Pistols.
Oh, man.
Not British.
Damn. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Thank you.
Star Wars.
Nice. Let's go blind or deaf.
Ooh.
That was simultaneous.
Ow.
Can I go ahead and go with... mute? No, I would never want to be mute. Blind.
You'd be a bad
mute. You could, you just don't get as many points.
Blinds. Okay. Absolutely blind.
You? I'd say deaf.
Cool.
At least you can still drive.
You can still watch movies and
I don't
read
have
them.
To listen to so many
let's
things.
Let's go Niners or Raiders.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking Raider Nation.
Hell nice. Yeah, Raider Nation.
All right.
San Francisco sucks.
My people.
Although they're actually pretty good, but they're a little pompous and fighty.
Fuck San Francisco.
Go Pack.
Follow-up question. Football or roller derby?
Baseball.
Football.
Wrong.
You both haters.
All right.
Haters.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Fucking Janis Joplin.
Not even in the category.
Fuck your face.
Let's go with Pat Benatar.
Nice. Okay. Let's go. Ooh.
AIDS or cancer?
Belinda Carlisle.
AIDS or cancer. Go.
Syphilis?
She's doing the C game.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah,
being
she
such
is.
A C.
Wow. She plays the C game all the time.
Shut your mouth, Rory Dow.
Ooh, that's tough,
AIDS
man.
AIDS or cancer. Come on, Brian.
Big
I'm gonna have
giant
to go with
C.
AIDS, because apparently there's a cure. It doesn't really seem to come up much anymore.
Yeah, but don't you have to, like, irradiate yourself and, yeah.
Don't you anyway. Have to do that for cancer?
Way worse, though. Anyway, moving along.
Yeah.
Moving along. Let's go with...
Star Wars or Beatles?
Okay. Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh, I like that answer.
Good answer.
Thank you.
I wouldn't choose it, but I like that answer.
I'm going to have to go with the Beatles again.
Nice. Okay, if... let's see what we got.
Had to pin you down to it, though, Cheyenne. Star Wars or Beatles. That's an important question in life.
Star Wars or Beatles? Like...
Yeah.
One of them has to have never existed.
Wow.
One of them is better than the other.
Star Wars...
Wow, you'd let the Beatles not exist
I
for
would
Star
let the
Wars.
Beatles not exist for Star Wars, but only
good
4,
girl.
5, and 6.
Good girl. Good girl. That's real applause, yeah, not canned applause.
One.
Maybe a little tiny have you bit
ever,
of 3.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Absolutely.
How about you, Brian?
I'm not sure I know what that means. Is blood count?
Do you suck yes. your own semen?
No. I might no. try if I thought it was possible.
Spit has
I didn't
DNA.
Say that.
Hair has DNA in it. Dead skin right. cells and boogers have DNA in it.
Creamy yeah, or yeah. crunchy?
Ooh, that really is very contextual. I mean, like, I wouldn't want crunchy cream in my coffee.
All right, out of peanut butter, would you
yeah.
go crunchy or creamy?
Oh, I don't really like peanut butter, but...
Brian?
Crunchy.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to play the game, play along. Don't stop it.
Like, fuck wait. Your game.
And
oh, that you just lost.
One of my favorites.
Let's restart this.
Cheater or cheated?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow, I'm going to have to go with cheater.
Yeah,
honesty
mostly
points.
Since my ex-husband's now in the room, I'm going to go ahead and say cheater.
Be your dog. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for the rapid fire. I'd say you guys did very well.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you actually rounding out with the final score of 287 points is Brian losing to the 358.5 points for Cheyenne.
Woo!
Oh, we're all winners here.
Ladies' night at the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Hi,
all,
right.
All night is ladies' night.
All
thank you both
night,
for playing no. my stupid little game. I hope you feel embiggened. Let's have another rock and roll song.
Cool.
I say right now.
We're going to do track five, Rick. And this is by somebody who's all over the soundtrack and who actually kind of.
Nick
really...
Ramirez?
No. although I am, but I'm keeping it up.
Is there anything Nick Ramirez is not all over?
Not if it's in Reno.
Dudes.
Not if it's in Reno.
I would say dudes, but.
he just confessed his ginger crush on Todd Imus.
You better not fucking say
and
that.
And he likes
tiny
to.
Tiny nipples.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. But in that sailor hat, dude. I don't know.
The sailor hat so is hot. Pretty hot.
Scrub for me, little Dutch boy. Scrub.
I'm sorry, Todd Imus. Todd's your sailor hat is hat is hot. Wow.
Is Todd a listener?
Yeah, totally.
What's
Todd
up,
listens
Todd?
Every week.
Scrub, little Dutch
Hi,
boy.
Baby.
Scrub for me.
Hi, Todd.
Anyway, this is the Atomics, who are all over the Nevada soundtrack. One of the greatest bands in Reno ever.
They are fucking Reno for the 1990s and early 2000s.
Dude,
they are
nothing
defining
says Reno
sound of
like
the, scene.
The fucking Atomics.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. This is Dance of Fools.
She takes it hard and slow, and I've been waiting a long time for her to come and let me know.
Just kicks so much ass.
George kicks so much ass.
Fuck yeah.
He's the grand old reverend.
Yeah.
Reverend
One
Picard.
One of the greatest songwriters to come out of Reno. Period.
Motherfucking right.
One of the best. So
yeah,
we're totally honoring him on this soundtrack of the movie, and they're Very all over. Cool. They've written so much great songs. They're just that would fit.
They have been the soundtrack to so many wild, drunken, party ass nights over the years for many, many people.
And that's the other thing. He's one of Mary's favorites.
So. Yeah.
They loved each other too, George and Mary. Not biblically, but. Well, as far as I know. Who knows?
Things happen out on the playa, man.
it's all cool.
It happens on the playa.
No, it's all good.
Stays
on the playa. So we're kind of here. You're hitting the end of the show. What's happening next weekend? I'm kind of drawing a blank, but Nick's got the old R&R.
I got some stuff here.
You got some stuff.
Well, we know Burning Man's going on this
week. Well, yeah. Oh, and the rib cook-off.
And the rib cook-off. Let's see who's playing at the rib.
I love me some ribs.
Yeah. Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors on Friday.
Really? Really? Did you just pimp the Spin Doctors?
No, I saw the Spin Doctors in like 94. You know,
sure
like
you did. Everybody else did.
When they were actually cool. And it sucked.
Okay. Yeah. I was 9 in 94. Ow.
Well, you got Molly Hatchet on Sunday, motherfuckers.
Ooh. Molly Hatchet.
That's some good stuff.
Actually,
shit.
No. Molly Hatchet's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's dirty white boy rock. Anyway. Anyway, that's going on. What else we got in here? The Alley has some people.
Alley's got some shows,
stuff,
yeah.
But no one I really
I bet there's a cool show at Jub Jub's all weekend. Brian, do you have any
what
idea?
What is going on at Jub Jub's?
Let's see. I think the Japanese punk band is Wednesday. Is that right?
Oh, yes, yes. This Wednesday we got...
That'll be after the show comes out.
No English. Japanese punk band.
Oh, bummer.
Very cool.
Bummer. Well, then yesterday when you guys were hearing this, you would have missed an awesome Japanese all-girl punk band Japan called the Akbane Vulgars. And
okay,
they
well,
played
I'm,
with the liver scars.
I'm really glad that I'm on the show so that I know to go to that on
Don't
Wednesday.
Miss it. Don't
Fuck
miss
everyone
it.
Else. It was great, I'm betting.
And then the week after that, on Wednesday, we're playing the 12th. We're playing with Psycho Stick and Nuke Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That'll be a good show.
At the Alley in Sparks. And
fucking Chapin.
Way down the line, of course, is the Michael Mara show's coming November 10th. And then
the 12th?
November 12th, Liver Scars with the Misfits at the Knitting Factory. Also, Candy Shop CD release party coming. We're not sure when, but I will keep you in tune for that.
I figure worst comes to worst, we can think about doing the pajama
party.
I'm
just going to blanketly say there's a lot
October
of cool
12th,
stuff happening this
Good
weekend
idea.
At a lot of great clubs around town.
Look some stuff up.
You should go. Yeah, go. You do the homework, audience, people.
You tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Explain
really, that would come actually, on, do it just
actually,
like everybody else does.
You tell
Check
me
your Facebook
about
invites.
Your event, and I will probably mention it on the show.
It's like,
Unless
Whitney
he gets tired.
I do also want to mention, don't forget, every Sunday night, a wonderful open mic with Bacon at Strega. Mm. And on
Is
Monday
it served
night,
in vaginas?
I hope so.
Bacon vagina.
That would pull a lot of
that would
dudes
pull
that would, yeah.
And lesbians.
That's a hell of a hook.
Probably some straight.
Greg, you should talk about that. Greg, talk about that.
Not kosher.
And then, as we know, every Monday night is the worst little open mic in Reno, also known as Blazing Mics.
Yeah.
So you guys should come check that shit out.
I think
out.
It's Blazing Mike's, also known as.
And even though Blazing Mike starts at 10, the worst little open mic in Reno sign-up doesn't even start till 9:30. So come on down to the bar. It'll start at some point.
Absolutely.
September 6th, there's a karaoke contest starting at El Cortez. I just know that because I like karaoke.
That's cool. That's cool. That's soon. That's
I'm going to be there.
That'll be the day this comes out. So tonight, you guys, go to karaoke.
No, that
so,
well, no,
September 6th.
September 6th is a week from now. So like they have a whole week to plan for.
Well, then why does September 5th not work?
Wait, what happened?
Oh, September 5th is the liver scars.
Well, so you
with,
said Thursday. That's
Wednesday.
Wednesday next week.
I'm
yes,
so confused.
But you said Wednesday like it was in 2 days.
No, the Wednesday following
All right,
the
September
release of this
so
podcast.
September 5th is when
5th,
the punk rockers are playing
Japanese,
with the punk rockers?
Japanese punk girls. They were at South by
punk
Southwest.
Are they hot?
Akbane Vulgars. Of course
Probably.
They're Japanese and young.
Yeah. Okay, so check
Woo!
That shit out,
Hot
folks.
Japanese
and they're punk
girls.
Rock, and they don't know a word of English, so it's going to be super fun.
All the better.
And the liver scars are opening, so it's going to be
you could get,
ideal.
You could get them to tell you what your kanji says, but they won't be able to translate it to you.
No.
No.
I'm a douchebag.
Thanks for asking.
Godzilla!
I really, really want that tattoo.
All right, I don't know. I'm kind of done sticking for it. Plug some things. NowhereNevada.com.
Love it.
Nowhere Nevada on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yep. Abridged Works on Facebook and...
Facebook.com/AbridgedWorks and abridged-works.myshopify.com.
Oh,
or
just search it on Shopify.
Abridged.works@gmail.com and I can make you custom pieces.
So please check these fine
check
local producer
types
out.
Please do. I like
out.
To eat.
Yes.
I like other things.
He wants child support. Buy stuff from me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, support your local artists. Help them. Help
and
him,
their tiny children.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
Exactly. I need to buy one of those.
Oompa Loompas are expensive. Have you looked into the going rate? Jesus.
Well, it's not even how much the rate is. It's how much they eat all year.
I know you got to feed them and you got to clean up their poop.
I want an Oompa Loompa now.
I think we have time for one more song. Or no, let's sign off and
yeah,
go
we're
into
signing
one more
off
song.
With a song.
We'll sign off and then do a song.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Well, the song it will be the closing song.
Right,
right.
The closing song.
I have a little
Nick's
story before that.
Say.
So, right. Before Rory says goodbye, I just want to say hi to my friend Max Volume, who's probably going to be listening.
Hey, Max, how you doing, buddy?
Love
Max.
I love your spawn.
Oh yeah, Johnny's dad, Johnny Bailey from Rigorous Proof, is
Are you shitting me?
I love That's his Johnny.
Dad. I had no idea. I had no idea
during the sessions.
Your kid's mad talented, sir.
Fucking awesome.
And Johnny, you're a douchebag.
And Johnny, you have phenomenal taste in video games.
Your dad's talented DJ.
Johnny's so rad, dude. I listened to Johnny play and sing so much, and then I actually I'd never listened to Jimi Hendrix ever. And then I started listening to Jimi Hendrix, and I thought, wow, Jimi Hendrix plays a lot like Johnny.
Wait! Stop the show. Stop the show, faggot. You've never listened to Jimi Hendrix before?
I had never gotten into him, and then everybody was playing
him
a lot. So no. Then I took it upon myself.
You fail,
Nick. You probably shouldn't fire Rick since you record the podcast in his house.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
I took it upon myself to play every album 1,000 times until I got to know it really good. So,
dude, Rory just left. He's disgusted that you don't listen to Jimi Hendrix.
Oh my God! Is that
bye, Rory.
Bye, Rory.
So anyway,
all right.
Oh, you whiny little bitch.
So. I've been hanging out with Max Volume a little more these days and talking to him and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe Max will want to come onto the show and hang out
some week. I'm working on it, baby. Yeah, the Max Volume show, like we did the Tom Gordon show. Because he has a million stories.
Max has humped this town, promoted people in this town. Mm-hmm. I've been here 15 years, and he's been a big part of music in this town.
He's been on the air for like 25 years. Crazy, 30 years. So I don't know. But he's pictures of him with Ozzy in the early 80s and shit. He knows everybody. He's had this crazy DJ life. But he also plays music.
Yeah.
And with some talented folks. And he put out a couple albums, and I was talking to him about the movie and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I'm doing the soundtrack. I know you have that song called Reno, Nevada. Maybe I could get that in. And he's like, cool, man. He gave me a couple CDs, and he's like, the Reno, Nevada is a pretty good song. This is a good song, too. It's and I looked at it. It's called The Long Road to Nowhere, and I was all fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, dude. So I really think that's going to be the one I'm going to put in there. I might put the other one in, too, if we have room. But Max, we're playing your shit on our podcast, and it's good to be your friend, buddy. And this song is called The Long Road to Nowhere. So this is the Reverend Dory Dowd saying,
good night, ladies.
For everybody.
Good night, ladies. Good night, gentlemen.
Yeah, have a great week, everybody. Now. Here's the song.
Baby's tweaking again. Out with all the home friends. Girl ain't coming home. Leave a voice now on. Some bro-hunt dude wants to paint a tape. princess. Got some karma overdue.
Awful people.
Dog War Studios.
Who are you? Ugly.